Some people can read War and Peace and come away thinking it's a simple adventure story. Others can read the ingredients on a chewing gum wrapper and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Closing main breaker.
It is time once again. Now, I'll tell you, today, it's going to be a show. You're not going to want to miss this show today. There is, it, when it rains,
it pours.
It pours. I'll tell you.
In Florida.
Especially, well, and we are coming into the big heat
right
here in Florida. Finally, we're getting down there. But today is the 26th
of April.
Coming, closing in on the end of the month. And lots of stuff. And I apologize again. Well, it's only been about a week, I think,
yeah,
we were on. But we're going to try and close it up a little bit. Today, we've got Council Curtis.
Hey.
Hey there. Engineer Eric, as usual.
I'm right here.
Want to say hello, as usual, to our friends out there, Hangar Dogs.
Hangar Dogs.
As we speak, hopefully they're mixing their show.
Yep.
We do have a list of some of the stuff that they're going to talk about. So we'll rag on them. What we'll do is we'll have a vocal.
We'll rip them off.
We'll rip them off, yeah. We're ripping you off, guys. And what we do is, if you can mix this, Eric, if you can mix this on the fly, and we can post before they do, it'll look like they're copying us.
Right.
It's perfect. Want to say hello to Oklahoma.
Moving to number three.
Sooners. That sooner be sooner. Okay, whatever. No, well, Oklahoma's famous in the news, but want to say hello. They moved up to number three, obviously behind Gainesville, right?
I don't know. You have to look at the little...
talking about it for our listeners, right?
For our listeners, right, the number of the people.
Gainesville, Las Vegas,
yes, the babes are out there still. God love it. But Oklahoma also, of course, has, Oklahoma's funny. It's a refuge of Texas, of course. Remember when the Texas legislature people didn't want to pass something and they all fled to Oklahoma? So they couldn't get a quorum in the thing, in the legislature there. But now Oklahoma Senate has okayed a violent games bill.
I saw that.
I mean, this is amazing. They
have to give us the preview of what we're going to talk about today.
Oh yeah, the preview. I'm sorry. We're going to talk. yes, counselor. Today we have way too much stuff, but we're going to talk at least about the gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $3. Woo! Oh no! Ah! You know, I'm dying here. Okay, and all the steps. Everybody's weighing in on this and what that means to us, which is probably not much. Okay, then also more on the massive deportation, never going to occur. 11 million people, and who knows what. And then we've got to talk about the new court things. The lethal injection.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk a little bit about that. How it hurts. And let's see, the other thing, let's see, a penny for your thoughts. Pennies now are worth more than a penny.
Right.
I mean, substantially more.
Yep.
We've got a way to make, for our listeners to make some real money.
Real dough.
I mean, real money.
40% return.
40% return on your money, guaranteed.
I thought they pulled the copper out of the pennies.
No. And, oh, my God, it's EJ. EJ came in. Yes.
Yeah, like a Star Trek beam in.
Yeah, that's it. Beam in here. Sorry.
So this is great. Good to see you. And then we got some news from heroes of the music, the Rolling Stones and
that's right.
and the Beatles,
right.
Which, a.k.a. the John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to him. No,
yeah, well,
no, somebody
maybe.
Is. We might.
If you listen to this.
If you listen, now, let me tell you something. There may be in the portion of this show that you won't understand.
Right.
And if that, what you need, is that the part that's going
it,
to
it
be?
It could be John Lennon coming
it could
in.
Be.
We don't know. It's
if you hear,
EVP, they call him.
Huh? EVP, right.
Right.
If you hear something on this show, you may want to pop it into Cool Edit Pro or something like that and monkey with it, because there could be a...
It might be a
note from Satan.
It could be. We don't know what it could be.
I thought one of you was going to be talking in tongues there when you...
Well, no.
Understand.
Well, my tongue, you know, you think is loose or something. No, let me ask you this. What was the song that if you played it backwards,
Black Sabbath?
Was it Black Sabbath? No. It was
an Ozzy Osbourne song.
No,
they
it was.
Claimed that.
That if you played it backwards, it
and there's another one
that
was like the Everly Brothers. You know?
No, it wasn't
like,
that.
It was super like, oh.
If you tell me the name
family.
Of that song. If you
Paul
tell me,
is dead. Paul is dead.
And then, of course, Mick Jagger is gonna be
in a sitcom.
Oh, my God. So anyway, that ought to get us started. And if we have time, we'll get to FEMA again,
right.
too. But we'll see.
So we're talking about Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, this is amazing. as usual, this is the one of the things they unanimously approved by the Oklahoma Senate, that they're going to pass a new controversial bill. Couldn't be too controversial if it's unanimously approved. But they're going to make it a crime to sell violent video games to children under 18.
In the middle of a show here.
That's right. So, yeah, again, you're not supposed to play that game while we're on the show.
I'm addicted.
Did they card you when you bought it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I can just see this. You get some drunk standing outside of the video game place, and some kid, you know, 14 years old, comes along and bribes him like we used to do the liquor, or like I heard
right.
people did in the old days in the liquor thing. But they all go,
or as a hanger dog will say, that the skank with a tramp stamp on her.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Send her in there.
That's right. That's right. That's right. She gets, you know, that's right. Get a hit of crack to go in there and go. But the 14-year-old kid, of course, first goes out and gets some crack.
Right.
And then he uses the crack
as bait
to send somebody in to get the violent video game. That's exactly right. So that's...
Because he can buy crack without a problem.
Oh, right, no, right. That's easy.
That's easy. Oh, are you kidding? He's selling it. That's how he's making his money.
That's
right.
He's a supplier.
Right.
He's got access to all kinds
of... So he swaps crack for violent video games.
Right.
And but I love this thing. There's a little bit of irony, because the Senate Republican leader's name is Glenn Coffey. And it says, Coffey said studies have shown. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, is this something here? Coffey says that violent... I'm thinking caffeine, coffee, I don't know. Can kids... Okay, well, I thought there was a link.
Uh-huh. Coffee said game stimulate kids.
That's it. Game stimulate says coffee kids. Okay. No, anyway. So anyway,
Video games today accused coffee.
That's right. Of stimulation.
Of
that's
stimulation.
Right. That's it. So anyway, the fact is that because it's harmful to minors. I'm thinking this violent. They're going to make it a crime. Can you imagine? Here you are. You're the comic book guy, right? From The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And somehow
worst episode ever.
That's it. Worst episode ever. And you get hauled off in chains because mm-hmm. you sold.
Ooh, no.
Yeah. I mean, the point is that who decides whether it's violent? I mean, you look on TV today, hello, I'm not talking HBO, I'm talking regular shows.
All you have to do is look at the titles.
Yeah!
The titles are crime this, crime that,
yeah, exactly.
crime scene.
I mean, exactly.
Victim this.
Right, exactly.
Homicide that.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, and it's not like they don't show them. I mean, today, I was watching on Turner Classic Movies or something. You know, when people got shot in the old days, there was no blood.
Right.
There was no bullet. I don't know how they died, but they keeled
Shock.
Over. But now, now if you get hit with a dart, there's blood everywhere.
Gushing blood.
That's it. I mean,
right,
gushing.
Right.
All
intestines flying out through your fingers.
It's just a flesh wound.
That's right. I mean, it's phenomenal. And so the question is, what is a violent game? I think it's
Pac-Man. That was pretty
Pac-Man.
Violent.
Pac-Man. Right. Exactly.
You went around eating things, and then I guess lightly.
Well, you know,
smashing
woman.
Things.
Well, how about
Mario Brothers?
Happy Tree Friends. Did you ever see that on the internet? Happy Tree Friends. That blood. I mean, what is it that?
Well, itchy and scratchy.
Itchy and scratchy. Mm-hmm. I mean, hello,
Bugs Bunny.
Well, no, Bugs Bunny didn't have any blood.
Roadrunner and cartoon. Roadrunner.
Well, but there wasn't any blood, you know. But itchy and scratchy.
He got killed like 4 times an episode.
Yeah.
Well, not killed. You can't die in Cartoon World.
Okay, I take it back. My point is
that's what Roger Rabbit said.
The kids can tell the dang difference between TV show and reality. They're not going to
even.
Really, that looks like fun.
My point, of course, is even if you do set up another Columbine, and you know 6 people get shot in Oklahoma, so what?
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
As long as it's not here.
Well, I mean, it happens. I mean,
it's Oklahoma,
for God's
sake.
They should make a video out of Columbine, where the student goes through shooting as many people as you can before the cops get them. Hey,
they did.
That's a good idea.
That's mine.
Yeah.
I want the money on that one.
Okay, yeah. Talk to Michael Moore about that. I think that's been done.
So, no, that was... But, I mean, also, you could argue that it's a release to stop them from going out and
absolutely.
Doing it in real
well,
life.
But as usual, you know, what we do without experts, studies have shown.
Studies
have shown.
Violence
now, this, again,
violence.
This is typical of government because it's the passive voice.
Right.
Studies have shown.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's
now my study
No, that's Bob Studies.
Right.
That's right. And studies have shown, but it's earlier this month, a federal judge overturned a Michigan law restricting the sale of violent video games because of a series of decisions that have gutted similar laws on free speech grounds. But pesky free speech, you know, yeah. That dang old First Amendment, you know, we just ought to get rid of it. I mean, that, and number two sucks.
I say all 1 through 10. You know, one through ten, just like the Ten Commandments. Throw them out the window. I don't follow them, do you?
Silence.
If he thinks I'm touching that one, he's out of his mind. That's the Oklahoma. But I mean, it's interesting that 47
senators.
Senators, right? These are the noble
believe that their kids or grandkids.
And of course, it may be their kids. And that's why they're doing it.
They'll be victims. See, they'll be the victims of the kids who get pissed off and go in there and massacre them.
Good, probably a good plan too. Whatever. But this is what we call in the King Canute syndrome. You know all about King Canute, right? King Canute was the Danish or Belgian or something king years ago that all his followers thought he was God. He said, "I'm not God," and they said, "Oh, but you are." So they carted him out to the shoreline, and he commanded the tide to not come in, and of course it did. So he said, "Hi, guess what? I'm not." So they, I don't know what happened.
They burned him at the stake.
And his followers too. I think at that point, you're right. I think at that point they pulled out a violent video game. And everybody
beat him
died
to death with it.
But the point is that
there's more danger of a shelf full of video games falling on a child and killing them.
That is exactly
putting his eye out.
That putting his eye out. All right. And of course they're making them. I mean, you could. I look at these little USB things that I have my video games.
You can swallow it.
Exactly. Yeah. Boom. Done. So, I mean, what a bunch of maroons that think that they're going to actually pass a law.
So you listeners in Oklahoma, write your congresspeople.
Or your senator at any rate. I mean, these are the people that are the noble. They were elected.
Oh, here you go.
The whole reason we have elected officials is so we don't have to think all the time.
There you go. Perfect. That's exactly right. Wouldn't want to have to do any of that thinking stuff. No.
Here I am acting like a sap breathing on my own.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Well,
waste of energy.
And to think that I was a product of breeding. Okay, good. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Bush ordered, this is the gas prices have hit $3 a gallon.
No!
Oh, no.
And run for the hills because you can't drive.
Well,
exactly.
Well, our local people down here, of course, are all the, this is Florida, of course. It gets to 100 degrees with 100% humidity. I mean, literally, you walk outside, it's like walking into, I don't know, a hot cup of coffee, except for the coffee.
Without the caffeine.
Right.
The buzz.
That's right, without the buzz. And they want my mother-in-law, 93 years old, to bike down to Publix and do her weekly shopping on the bike path. Mm-hmm. And that's what they've decided here locally that they're going to set aside.
She can do it.
Yeah, you're right.
If she cares about her grandkids,
could happen.
She'll do it.
It could happen.
Right.
You're talking about a gas boycott?
Well, of course, everybody's put in the thing about what that's Exxon and Mobil. I think that they want to have the gas boycott. They want to just target those stations. That ain't going to work. The point is that $3 gasoline, newsflash, these people don't believe, they don't believe in the market, but $3 gasoline is still cheap. It's still, I got newsflash, it's still cheap.
In comparison, absolutely.
Well, I mean, again, the studies, quote unquote, have shown that Americans actually, they do adjust, but then they still don't curb how much they actually buy.
Well, what it turns out is that when the price goes down, surprise, surprise, there's something called the law of supply and
command
and domination.
Yeah. Right,
I don't know. Yeah. If the price was a nickel, they would be sucking up gasoline, you know, faster than water.
Right.
I mean, there's no question.
They'd be drinking it because it'd be cheaper than booze.
Exactly. I mean, let's, you know, throw it in there. Exactly.
Wait, it is cheaper than booze.
Well, and actually, some of the reasons I guess they're giving for the recent increase is that a lot of the refineries are switching over to add ethanol in. So
the MBTF or whatever
the hell it was.
Meantime between failure or whatever it is. No, the deal is that they've got like 60 different kinds of gas that they've got depending on what state you're in and on. I know. The deal is they're monkeying with the market and they think they can beat the market. They can't do it. But when all is said and done, paragraph 4 in this is by the Associated Press, Bush orders probe into rising gas prices. And of course, the senators on USA Today David Jackson, Senators Ray's idea of taxing obscene, notice it's in quotes, oil profits. But what is interesting?
It's hard to believe that the capitalists can refer to the profits as obscene.
Again, we've talked about this before. The profits tell you where the money is supposed to go. But anybody will tell you that the profits of the oil company. There's two things to consider about this. Number one, if they're that bad, buy oil company shares.
Exactly.
And get your money back. That's what I've done personally.
Right.
Jimmy owns CVX and plans to continue to hold it because it's done very well.
Jimmy's about to open his own gas station.
Well, it may be. But then, and I'll tell you, he would, except for the fact that the darn stuff doesn't keep that long, I found out. Anyway,
oh, really?
No.
What's shelf life on gas?
It ain't as long.
It's got to be a year.
It might be a year.
It varnishes, right?
Is that I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's got to congeal.
It's got something, because it's got all the crap in it. Yeah. I don't know what. But let me tell you, paragraph four, it's really funny. There's two things that are considered about this article. This is by Nedra Pickler, whoever that is. Bush orders probe. But what you find out is, here's the telltale sentence. Could become a problem for them in the November elections. There is the phrase that tells the story, folks. There is nothing else in here in this two-page article that means a thing.
You know, what surprises me is that
polls suggest
Bush could drop the price on gas 50 cents tomorrow. If he suspended the tax.
Right. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And of course,
well,
you can't do that because they would lose. We're talking money here, for God's sakes. Wait a minute. Anything that would cut off the food supply to Congress is you can't do that. I mean, the fact is that
look at Senator Kennedy. You think he's going to go hungry?
No, although they're suing him. I believe.
Who is who?
The Greenpeace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he doesn't want the wind farm on off of Nantucket Island because it spoils his view.
Ah.
And they found out that it turns out that that of all the places on this planet besides the pass between Riverside and Palm Desert,
right.
If you've ever been there,
yep.
It is a wind farm. It turns out that off the shores of Nantucket, it is a constant,
mm-hmm.
you know, 48.7 knot breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze.
Yeah.
It's like breeze.
I mean, you know, and if you put this is the one place or one of four places on the planet where you could actually make it sense having a wind farm. So anyway,
but it's Kennedy's fat farm. Huh?
Well, yeah, exactly. So,
well, I heard on the Hangar Dogs, they said that the problem with the wind farms when they were trying to put them up in Idaho was that it was by our Indian reservation. The Indians complained because the windmills were chopping up the spirits of their ancestors as they flew through the air.
Okay.
They sliced. They diced.
That's
Julianne!
The question is, and then what?
Well, I believe that the government was going to make up some kind of an offer, and I think that the Indians decided that they're...
We know the kind of offer the government makes the Indians.
Hey, we got an old deal here for you.
I mean, what do they have a special spiritual...
Right here. Hey, take a drink before you sign.
They have a spirit pass or something.
Right, they offer you this lead.
Well, it reminds me that, you know, down here. Yeah, right. They're down here on this is funny. Down here on 441 across Payne's Prairie, one of the things that they did, they were all worried about all the animals getting smudged by the people running on 441. So they built tunnels,
uh-huh.
and you know, with a sign that says alligators in this one,
right.
I don't know, you know, rats in this one, I don't know,
cougars
over here, something.
Florida
they built tunnels underneath 441 so they wouldn't get smudged. And I guess with this wind farm, they'd build some kind of a, you know, funnel up there in the air for the spirits.
Well, what you do is
go here.
You put walls all the way around it so that the spirits can't get in there.
Oh, that's true. And walls, you put
walls in a screen.
Wind screens up, right. It's like these little puff things
that we have in the studio.
That's mm-hmm. right. So did we find out? So what my point is this, once the spirits are all hacked up, then so what?
Well, you know,
do they reconstitute later on? Go through again? Is this like a ride?
They need to do a study.
What I'm wondering is if I guess you could do the math if you could figure out how many ancestors you had and how many were getting sliced and diced per day.
Well,
you could sue for that.
Right.
Number one, you could always sue, yeah. And that's why they call them the Sioux Indians. and the point is that the deal is that once they're all sliced and diced, I guess then the spirits are dead.
Yeah. Probably.
Ooh, that'd be bad.
I mean, they're like double dead.
Right.
So, but I mean, do they reconstitute and go for a ride again?
Don't know.
Don't know. A study.
Right. But I think that after the government was going to offer them like money, and then I think that Indians decided that it wasn't so bad. Maybe they could have night classes to teach their spirits to fly around when.
You would think. Well, here's the deal.
Yeah,
I mean,
just do your seances at night or something.
Yeah.
Well, they have. Of course, we're going to talk about the seance, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is a New York restaurant seance. Right. Okay. That's same.
So anyway,
kind of
I heard about the wind farm off Nantucket. And yeah, who knows? They're going to shoot it.
But in this article about the rise of gas price, to get back to this, it is interesting that in this article the word gouge or gouging is used about 10 times on one page. That's all it is. In other words, there's no hint that there's a market involved. Mm-hmm. What, the price went up, ergo, therefore, the word gouging appeared.
I continue to hear people on the news saying, well, you have to pay. You have to buy this. You have to use your car. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
You don't.
You don't. You really don't.
Well, what I love about gas prices, of course, is that how instantaneously people don't, the Congress, at least, is a bunch of idiots, don't understand this. Of course, they demagogue it to death justice. And again, it's right here. Because they become a problem in the elections. That's the only thing they care about is staying elected. It's the only thing. The rest of the article is just puff. But the thing is that people react to the price of gasoline literally within minutes. Within minutes, they showed on TV, for instance, this one gasoline station, a Shell station. It was empty. There was nobody there buying gas. They had all the gas in the world. Across the street, they were lined up. Why? It was a dime cheaper.
And in fact,
a dime, a lousy dime. We're talking 3% somebody's saving. Okay, we're talking about a dime on $3. And they're lined up down the road burning gasoline to save this. I mean, their cars are idling along. Right. We're talking to the guy's Hummer is right, belching right. fumes, belching gasoline out of his pipe onto the ground, waiting to save a dime on a gallon, for God's sakes. I mean, this is how quickly people react to this. I mean, it's that quick. Hello, trust the market, Luke.
Yeah.
In fact, we did get an email from a astute listener, Kathy, in Santa Monica, who did say that if you wanted to try to find those stations, if you go to gasbuddy.com and you type in your zip code, it will give you the range of prices in shown around
who
your area.
Who updates that? I wonder. How
some
does
guy
that
named Buddy.
I mean, some guy, okay, Buddy.
Yeah, that would be
Buddy's
impossible to update. I mean, you have to do it every day.
Well, at least. I mean, they were talking. Some guy was talking about how he drove past the gasoline station and came back to get gas. And when he came back, the price was up 25 cents. I thought, man, you know, and he was pissed. And I'm thinking,
right.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You know, so, but people don't realize that I can tell you this because I own CVX. Their gross profit margin is nowhere near what Walmart makes, for God's sake.
No, I bet it's 2% or something.
No, it's more like 8.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's 8. But I mean, I think the banks are making like 11 or 10, 12 or 10. Again, there's a difference between net profit and gross profit. You got to be careful. And then, but now, of course, the wizards, the King Canutes, or Senator Canutes of Congress, want to make sure that they have a 4-point plan to control gas prices, and they want to make sure that consumers and
kill all the motorists.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
outlaw driving.
Outlaw driving. Well, I was thinking about something else, and that is they're supposed to use this tax money for roads, and I figured out if they put underneath the roads some heat strips, they could melt everybody's tires.
Ooh.
And that way they could not go anyplace and the gasoline problem would be
solved. I have an easier way. They just don't fix the potholes in the roads.
Oh.
And that destroys the cars.
That's right.
The tires up. Now, I have a question. They're talking about this windfall tax, 50 cents a gallon.
It's right.
Is the government going to give this back to us? Do I get that money back?
Not you.
Tax the company.
No, you have to understand that they will give you the money on one condition, that if you make a $2,000 donation, and you have a business that needs a $100 million break, that you'll get your $100 million.
Or if I threaten to split an atom right outside the door.
No, that's they handcuff you for that one.
Did you see that in California, some drivers are actually intentionally running out of gas on the freeways and waiting for their California Coach Towing or somebody to come give them gas.
Oh, that's right. Tow trucks, they can't.
Driver's delivery, run out of gas for free rescue.
God.
That's what they, I mean, you know, that's.
And this is California.
Yeah.
I could just see it now. You know, now, actually, and we're freaking California, L.A., this would be a way to meet some babes.
Hmm? Well, you're going to meet the tow truck driver. I don't think that.
No. But I mean, so maybe some of these babes would be running out of gas on purpose.
Somehow, I don't think a sexy blonde 20-year-old is going to allow herself to run out of gas in Watts. So some tow
well,
truck.
Well, no, they're doing it all on freeways. I mean, that's the whole point. There's this guy who was doing it every single day to get one free gallon of gas. And I mean, maybe they're making a statement. Maybe they just.
Wait,
they got
to be a statement because think about it. This guy, minimum wage is $5.15 an hour. $6.20. No, in California, it's $6.50. You know you're going to wait an hour for $3 for $3.50 worth.
But they may not be thinking that way.
You think? No. Wait. You mean these people vote?
That sounds like a protest to me. Like they're doing it to shut down the traffic lanes or something. You know.
It's a lot easier. I can tell you right now those. Puncture strips will do that every time.
Yeah.
What do they call those punctures?
You just roll your car. In the
puncture
thing.
Strips.
No, they call them something else. They call them something else.
Okay.
Holding you. Okay. So anyway, they are going to promote greater fuel efficiency. Okay, that's a good thing. And boosting gasoline supply at home. Yeah. Right. Okay. Good luck. And this is the part that scares me: is aggressive long-term investment in alternative fuel.
Ah.
Now, of course, one of the things...
My name is Alternative Fuel.
Well, yeah, the thing I like is that anytime the government wants to spend money, they always do this. They do this locally here. They call it an investment. Not spending.
Right.
You know, it's an investment. Ooh. And I've always said that...
No, waste. I mean,
No. But I love this because I've invested several times with not much return on lottery tickets. And it's amazing how that investment doesn't always pan out.
But it's been a good investment because look at our educational system and public education state.
That's government. That's the government. That is not... I don't know why you call it public education. It is called the government state-run indoctrination system is what that is.
Still, what an incredible job it's done with the investment that it's... That's true.
Boy, here locally, it's so funny. When you realize that they... I think we talked about this in one of the podcasts. Is what's funny about this is they are spending money on education down here as they would like to have it be, but not as it actually is, i.e. on the west side of town here where all the growth is, they're not building the schools. They're putting in temporary... Hurricane attracting and tornado attracting temporary housing for us classrooms, which I'm hoping this would be kind of cool thing to happen. Since we do have tornadoes up here occasionally, maybe while the kids are in school, they could solve the population problem in the school system here if they'd rip through there and tear up all of those temporary classrooms while the kids are there. And then they wouldn't need them anymore. So anyway, is that insensitive? Yeah, thanks. I love this fact that every time the government wants to do anything they know is a fraud and a lie, they call it an investment.
Well, that's the standard thing when people talk about the government spending money. Everybody thinks of the government as this big, wise, wealthy individual.
Like the guy with a hat and a beard and a big checkbook.
He knows what's good to invest in.
Right.
Just ipso facto, he knows what's good to invest in. He's not going to make a bad investment.
No.
Because he's the government.
And he's never corrupt.
No, bribe him.
No. He's going to do what's best for everybody.
Everybody.
Best in energy, and it's going to be a wonderful thing for the whole world.
I'm waiting for it. Of course, sounds a good thing. Sounds like a good thing.
It does too. But what I don't understand is how come people can imagine that there's a person out there, because there is a person that would make this decision for the government, and that same person could not make the decision for, say, Exxon. You know, you'd think that if there's some wise, benevolent energy god that Exxon would want to hire him and pay him $1 million to come up with
$1 billion.
Whatever.
But you see, here's what's happened, and we all know this from the conspiracy people know this perfectly well. That when that person invented the 100-mile per gallon carburetor, and this person has hired the guy.
Exxon crushed him,
and made sure that it never saw the light of day. No, those people are retired down. That's some of the rich people that are down south because they are signed non-disclosure agreements. For instance, there is, as we all know, over in Station 51 or whatever it is, of course you can all do the faster than light, the wormhole, and all that other business. We have that, and of course some people
are hiding it.
They're hiding that. They're hiding the 100 mile per gallon, what you call it, and the,
so it's the corrupt companies
and
that
it's
are really
the,
keeping
exactly.
Us.
There's no question. And the other one that I don't know if you remember this, but I remember when
cancer-free
it got
cancer-free cigarettes.
Those, of course,
or cigarettes that actually cure cancer.
Don't. That's right.
They have those. No, the problem is that those once
you better
once,
smoke two packs a day.
Exactly. No, well, the problem is that they have the cigarette that will cure you of smoking, and of course you can't have that because they go out of business.
Oh, yeah.
They have that.
It's called explosive.
No. I mean, it cures your cancer and makes you not want to smoke anymore. Uh-huh. One pack and you're done. Uh-huh. They have that, but the Marlboro people bought all that up. And the other one is the cold fusion, which I don't know,
right.
But that one almost got out. They did it in Nevada and it made all the papers and everything. But you don't hear from those guys anymore. Why?
They're dead.
Well,
oh no, they're very, very dead.
Two of them are dead.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, because
from cold fusion to hot fusion, real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that was Pons and somebody else or whatever it was. But the fact is that the energy companies bought them off because there's no way, as you well know. I mean, this is well known.
My thought about cold fusion was, if it's cold, who wants it? Well, the whole point about fusion is it's hot. You can use it.
The thing about cold fusion, as you know, was it is that what it does is that it generates more energy. It's not heat energy, it's energy. It generates more energy than you put into it. And it's not the heat of the sun.
The temperature of the sun, right.
The temperature of the sun. It's cooler than that. It's somewhat cooler than that.
That's what I do. I have a blender back home, that's what I do. I put energy into it and more comes out.
Well, that's true. But unfortunately, although you can eat and drink the smoothie, the problem is that it doesn't do well on cooling the house, I don't think.
In this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics.
I don't know. I'm not sure I want to do that. I don't like that. Can we get that lower field?
That's a great quote.
So anyway, yeah, no, that's we love Homer.
Oh yeah,
Homer's the best. Did you get your Homer blinker light last
yes.
time? Okay, good, because I got those. Those are fabulous.
I didn't get mine. I got to get one.
Okay, well I've got them here. We got they were like super cheap on eBay.
Oh, here, grab an HD for EJ.
An HD?
Right, Hanger Dogs coffee cup.
Oh, right, yeah. Hanger Dogs, yes, coffee cups. We have to get ours made. We're in the process of working on our sticker.
In fact, they'll give you one if you go to the Hanger Dogs. If you listen to their podcast, send them a little email. They'll just send you one.
Well, we're going to do the same thing, aren't we?
Yes.
We're going to
send you one from the Jimmy Doan Show.
Send you a coffee cup from the Jimmy Doan Show. Mm-hmm. That's right. We will do that, actually. Oh, which reminds me, on our website,
there's a link to add you to our mailing list.
Oh, the mailing list. Right. Let me go through that. You mentioned this. We have a little service that tells how many people hit the actual website. We don't have a clue who comes through Podcast Alley or iTunes or anything like that. But we do know the people that go directly to our website. And what happens is if we don't have a broadcast, as happened when I went to Costa Rica, for instance, mm-hmm. for more than about a week or so, and this happens, although we're going to try and up that, we find that the hits on our website go through the ceiling, even though there's not a new show.
Mm-hmm, 'cause people are looking.
People are looking, right. So if you're one of those guilty people mm-hmm. that's hogging our bandwidth, what you need to do is to go on there. There's a right on the index page. There is a link that will put you on our mailing list.
Right. Just say add us to our mailing list,
right.
And we'll add you in.
And we'll add you in, and then we can say hi.
Right.
And if you have anything that you need to tell us that's not too obscene,
right.
You can put that in there too,
and we'll talk about it on the air.
And we may talk about it,
right.
Or we'll chastise it, or we'll or we'll make you feel really bad.
But what is interesting is that the Hanger Dogs actually have a lot more extensive web trafficking software than we do because they have their own servers.
Ah.
And what they did say is that they are registered with iTunes, but they don't get any iTunes hits. So what they do believe is that iTunes actually makes a copy of the podcast and holds it on their servers, and then redistributes it that way.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, that's what they said.
But, I mean, because that's when you think about the number of podcasts that are on iTunes.
Billions.
I mean, no, I mean, that's we're talking serious terabytes here.
Billions.
Billions and billions of people in the universe. Okay, good.
There's your Hanger Dogs coffee cup.
Oh, man, I didn't even see it. Oh, that's beautiful.
God, there's a logo
didn't even
on the
see
side.
It takes up half the table. He didn't see it.
They're nice, too. They're big 17 ounces.
17. Wow. You know, it's funny. It's funny, and I had to measure it just to make sure, and sure enough.
Don't try to put one past us.
No, hell no.
We're measuring that sucker.
Wow. Okay, let's move on to the other thing we talked quite a bit about last time, and it's apparently a big popular thing, and that is, and we want to mention it again because in case you didn't get it all in the last show, and that is the Great Wall, the massive deportation. Bush rejects idea of massive deportation. This has
at least he's got his head not up his butt on this.
That one. Yeah, right, he does on the fuel,
right?
But not on the massive deportation.
Cheney's butt on that one.
Well, that's true. He's, I don't know. You get near Cheney, you're liable to end up with holes in you. But
you know, Cheney's part pig. Did you know that? I always said.
What?
He's part pig. He has the pig valve in
it. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I heard about that. Right. Okay. Well, that's okay. Where's the crickets?
Well, that's for people who want to call him a pig, you know. You're just right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the thing I want to make clear, if I didn't last time, was they've had two shows on Discovery Channel or PBS recently. One was about the Great Wall of China. And the other one was about the Roman wall, and I forget when exactly.
Goddamn Mongolians!
That's right.
Stop tearing down my shitty wall!
That's right. Well, the first emperor of China, and this was like 250 BC or something like that, when he united China, the first thing he did was to build this wall, which is like 1,800 miles long. And it took the way he got the labor for it. It was slave labor, but it was basically the army, because he didn't need the army anymore after he conquered China. So he took all the guys that were in the army and they built this wall. If you've ever seen a picture of this wall, it's
you can see it from outer space.
That's exactly right. It's like 30 or 40 feet tall. It's got watchtowers every whatever they use for miles.
It's
got
to be 20 feet wide or something.
It's at least 20 feet wide.
Yeah.
And of course, what people don't realize, it's 1,800 miles long. It took a million people. A long time to build this thing. It's more than a week.
How do you measure a long time?
Well, it was decades. It was decades. But then what you don't realize is what it costs to actually man that rascal when it's done. I mean, if you could wave a wand and make a wall across the Mexican border tomorrow, first of all, Neil Bortz has gone totally off the libertarian plantation on this. I mean, he's talking about a Berlin-style wall with killing fields. You know, if you're Mexicano and you want to get and you start to scale that wall, I mean, Neil's basically talking about shooting them. Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, think about it. Somebody wants to get into the country and
you're dead.
And you're dead.
Right.
You're dead. And I'm thinking this...
Just like the way it used to be when this country was founded.
Yes.
Except that if you were here, then you were dead.
Right, then you were dead, right.
Well, the point is that as I said last time, that ship's already sailed. I mean, you got 11 million people here, and I think, as I mentioned, if you do the math, just 1 million, if you found 1 million, the easy million.
Right.
Not the several million that are buried deep into the fabric of society here.
Right.
And are still illegal, but I'm talking about the million easy ones.
Right. Free chrome rims to your first million.
Right, exactly. Right. That's right. Oh, how about, yeah, free, that's right.
But you pick them up on the other side.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Here's
your
voucher.
Here's your voucher, right. Yeah.
Come on
over here. Free chrome rims for you, for any car made before 1980. Okay.
Right.
And I'll tell you, and they're lined up.
How many buses?
It would take 10,000 buses.
10,000. Is there 10,000 buses in the U.S.? Yeah, probably.
Probably, but not...
There's 1,000 in Gainesville.
We're talking about buses that now... The line, by the way, if you stretch them out, bumper to bumper, it's 200 miles long. So now... And then you got to...
How much a Greyhound doesn't have 10,000 buses?
Not only that, you think about it, you got to think that as these buses cross the border, I mean, into Mexico... They're not going to be too happy about 10,000 buses rolling into town, number one.
Not unless you're selling some kind of hot dog on the side of the road.
Well, that could be frijoles.
It'd be hot or gas. Come on, man.
Or gas.
Exactly.
Diesel fuel.
Who's going to fuel the 10,000 buses?
That's right. They're going to have to do a UE down there, I guess, and drop them off. So then you end up with a million people sitting on the border who, of course, are not going to come back, right?
Less than 10% of the people that they're talking about.
Right. Okay. Think about it. You were talking about something that's so impractical. I mean, if you had 10,000 Starship Enterprises and beamed them over there, it still wouldn't work. I mean,
seriously, it would drain the lithium crystals and the energy.
Yeah, I mean, you need more power, Captain.
That's right. More power, Captain. That's right. Content, Captain.
There is no chance.
That's the point. This is such a joke to think that this is going to ever happen.
To me, the wall is just as impractical.
That's exactly. When you
it's probably way more impractical because, like you, as you said, you'd have to not only build it, but then you have to man it.
Do you understand? You'd have
cities.
Well, you think about it. There are 250,000 or whatever it is soldiers in Iraq, in all of Iraq. I can tell you that in order to man that wall is going to take 100,000, 200,000 people. I mean, guaranteed. And these are going to be trained snipers. Mm-hmm. On the wall, we're talking about 24 hours on the wall, and along with, you know, this requisite number of hookers and courtesans that need to be there.
And quickie marts.
And quickie marts. and
you're talking about so many businesses cropping
well,
up.
Well, I understand that. I mean, it would be like an 1,800 mile long interchange.
Right.
When you think about it, I mean, it could be a great. Well, suppose it could be a good tourist attraction. But I mean,
you know who's going to build it? The illegal immigrants.
Yes. Yeah. You couldn't afford it otherwise.
You couldn't afford it.
You know, you pay prevailing wages. You know,
not a chance. Union workers? No, I don't think so.
Not a chance.
We want you to build a swab, but we want you to build it from the outside.
Exactly. It's like you're painting yourself out of a room.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Painting
exactly.
yourself into a
but
hole.
Then they're gonna have to come back in and man the quickie march to, like, you know.
we've got the Asians in the from Canada.
Yeah. I guess what they do is they start. Since they're all going to be illegals that are going to be building this thing, they build the U.S. side first, right. and then they build it in sort of, you know, towards Mexico. And when they're done, they're done.
Right.
They're the million.
And they're on the outside.
And they're out. Then they're on the outside. So right. Looking in.
Yeah, you solve two problems.
That's right. That would solve.
But
two
starts
problems.
Another one.
You think? Do you think that some of those bricks might be substandard and somebody might know where they were?
I mean, just mine the area on the other side of the wall. DMZ in Korea.
DMZ, and I would say I would also say that this could be a pit bull refuge.
Ooh,
you know, for wayward pit bulls.
Right.
And German
Shepherds,
genetically altered panthers.
It could be a tax-free zone, and you could have gambling in there, and then you could make prostitution legal, cockfights.
Well,
I love it.
They've got
prostitution and cockfights the same thing.
No, that's
I'm gonna wear out my cricket button over here.
Oh my! Well, Jimmy's not doing too well.
They have prostitution legally right there in Nevada. I mean, it's, you know, close enough.
Yeah. Well, they can't swing a portion of that wall right up there to a loop that catches the southern. What's the name of that? There's a town we went through.
Las Vegas.
No, not Las Vegas. The one down on the tip down there that is the tip. The tit of there's a little lower tit of Nevada that reaches the borders on Arizona, and it's where all the Arizonians go that are legal and illegals.
Arizona.
Whatever. I forget. Anyway, somebody will tell me what it is. Okay, so Bush rejects the idea of massive deportation.
Good for him.
What's funny about this is that even if he supported it, it wouldn't make any damn difference. What a stupid thing. Stupid article.
We got a big news.
Lethal injection. Did you want to mention that?
Injection. Yes. I liked on lethal injection. I thought that was interesting.
I found the solution to the problem with the pain, though. I figured out how to handle it.
Oh, good. Because that's what they're up. That's what they're worried about right now. It's cruel because you get what they do is they give you a cocktail. They give you one which paralyzes you. One which
it's the second one that paralyzes you. The first one is supposed to
it's sodium pentothal,
so it makes you like you don't care anymore,
right?
And then the next.
Can I get some?
Well, they even have that new heroin that you've been reading about that's out on the streets now that people have been dying from it because it's so potent, and all the heroin junkies are going, God, I got to get me some of that.
What is it?
There's a new heroin out on the streets.
Oh, a new heroin.
Heroin, not like as in, you know, Wonder Woman. I'm talking, you know, okay. Drug barbiturate.
Well, when you said a heroin, I thought something you put in your hair.
The hair piece. Yeah, a piece.
No, new heroin, eh?
Yeah, new heroin out that's on the streets. Like some kind of super, of course, due to the drug trade, because they're trying to get more and more potent stuff into the country in smaller and smaller doses.
Right. Yeah.
And so, in other words, this new one has cropped up, and of course, people are literally dying from it. And of course, the half the heroin addicts are dying to get a hold of it.
Right there.
I'm saying that right there. You need to just give them some heroin, and you don't even need all these other fancy drugs.
That's true. Well, I thought it was interesting when I'm reading the article here from the Washington Post. It says those who argue that it can actually cause intense but undetectable physical pain. And I'm
What they're talking about is if the first cocktail doesn't work, the first liquid doesn't work, the sodium pentothal, then the second one does.
Paralyzes you.
Right, which is the paralysis.
So now you're sitting there waiting, dying in this pain, and you can't move, and you can't tell anybody.
Well, then you get the third one, which is the killer.
Right.
And the third one apparently burns in your veins if the first one hadn't worked well.
Right.
But you can't say anything because you're paralyzed from the second one.
Well, I would think pain would certainly register. They don't on your brain waves. Do they not monitor brain waves when during death?
They're talking about doing that.
Okay, because, you could tell a spike would be there in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Boy, less than 2 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
You bring out the old faithful, a ball peen hammer. And
here's an attorney who says that he has a client that says, I have a client who's going to be put to death, and the federal government owes him, under the Constitution, an execution without pain.
What? Where does that say in the Constitution?
It's cruel and unusual punishment.
And, to me, the death penalty it fails the cruel and unusual test to me because the government can't put on any evidence as to what death is, and therefore their burden of proof falls. That is to say, it's their burden of proof to prove it's not cruel and unusual. What can you say? Who's going to come in there and talk about death and whether it's cruel or unusual?
Well, we're going to talk about that because we could ask John Lennon.
Right.
They have the seance here. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. That was the John Lennon thing and the John Lennon.
Okay, so the solution to the pain is nitrous oxide. It's very simple.
But again, the problem is that they do this, no matter what you give the person to, whatever you give them to dull the pain, so to speak, take away pain, once you give them that paralyzing thing, you don't know anymore.
Poisons, from my recollection, that can kill you in half a second.
Right. Yeah. Well, some of those bugs down in Australia. You know, the octopuses and the oysters. And
right.
And they got the
blue ring octopus.
And they got the spider down.
The cone snail.
And that could be some fun to watch. Pay per view.
That's why they do the pay-per-view.
What I don't understand is this:
bring back the Roman games.
this is the whole point.
Lions.
The thing about this is what they don't talk about in this article, it seems to me, although they, in the very last paragraph, they say Morales, one of the people that's doing this, Morales' execution for the kidnapping and murder of Terry Winchell, 17, in 1981. Now, think about it. This was a most violent, this is 1981, okay, we're talking 81, 91, you know, 25 years ago, this was done. This guy's been on death row for 25 years. This Terry Winchell, got killed in an hour or whatever it was, in a horrible, horrible, unbelievable, horrible way, 17 years old.
He deserves a little comfort.
Yeah, right. And so what I'm getting is that...
He's owed a penguin.
Yeah, he's owed. I don't think so. This is where somebody said you throw him in a hole with a bunch of ravenous rats and film it and have some fun with it.
Yeah.
But I love this on James.
Hey, check it out. We got it. That's right. Tell him about it, Howard. Ah, he's coming out of his cell now. Oh, there's the rats. There's
the rats.
Leave a mark.
There's no question about that. Oh, my God. Loose the hounds. Exactly. But I love this one. This has got to talk about something that's hurt. On January 25th, somebody named Hill accepted Hill's request to rule on the issue, granting him a stay of execution as he lay strapped to the gurney with an intravenous line in his arm. Think about it. They got the needle in your arm, and he's strapped down, and he's looking over there at the doctors with the. And they come through it, and the phone rings.
Right.
Think about
the drama there.
Oh, my God. That's got to be near death. That's about as near death experience as it gets.
That sucks for him, but, oh, well.
But I love the fact.
Cruel and
but I love
usual.
This that they go through this thing and they talk. The words they use, they never consulted with experts. They're not doctors, of course, won't go there because of their Hippocratic oath.
Right.
But the whole thing is that they might feel pain. I'm thinking. Once you're on that boat that says the state can kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you're there, I don't see how. other than the Japanese method, which is that you don't know when it's going to happen, which is bad enough in itself. I mean,
well, that was the whole idea, is they used to do it sort of willy-nilly. It was, oh, well, should we kill him today? And then, well, how are we going to do it? Well, let's hack him up, or whatever we're going to do, whip him to death. I mean, just whatever. It was whatever. And then they decided at some point that there were some forms of torture that were worse than death.
Right.
and they were like,
and
well,
I love it, too.
And so at that point, they decided to roll things back a little bit and sort of try to standardize it a little bit.
Well, I thought it was interesting, you know, when they talk about the first time they did this sort of thing was with the electric chair, where they singed the guy and everything else. He'd live for a while. But I thought one of the things that I thought was a pretty good way was the guillotine. Exactly.
Pretty much gets it done.
Pretty much gets it done. I mean, you know, and you can talk about all the pain all you want, but I would guess unless you got arthritic knees and are walking up that off the scaffold, that's the pain.
That's the pain you're going to get.
That's the pain you're going to get. But the other thing that I thought was interesting, you always see the pictures of the guy with the black hood on and the big curved axe. Uh-huh. You know, that big curve. Those guys missed a lot. Can you imagine?
That curved axe. I just got the side.
I mean, seriously. I mean, they missed a lot. Here's a guy who's a professional.
You'll get it. Oh, there you go.
You know, now look, you don't move.
Don't move.
Don't
you
move. You move.
I didn't get a chance to sharpen the blade, so this might hurt a little bit. I'll try to make it quicker.
You know, they were paid. They were given money by their family to make it fast.
I know. It seems to me that's reasonable. Hmm? Reasonable.
Free market system.
Hey, again.
Tip him.
That's right. Tip the executioner. Cool.
Yeah, no, we don't want him. He missed a lot. No, let's pay him to get this guy.
It's good. I mean, you could get a kind of a
little ads in ye old paper, you know. Need a quick execution? Call Barney.
One chop, one kill.
One chop, one there.
Hey, never missed.
I have a 98.7% success rate.
Right.
That's right.
Like the batting average.
We have
trading cards.
They're on trading cards.
Many ex-satisfied customers. That's right.
Ex-satisfied.
Oh, that's so good.
That's it. No, we do.
Did you get bubble gum in yours?
I got a bubble rat. Is that the same?
That's great. No, that'd be great fun.
Executioner trading cards.
That's it.
Well, they're probably going to phase it out. Most Western cultures have phased out the execution at this point.
Well, let me tell you, if you're 25 years on death row, that's about as phased out as it gets. I don't care who you are. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite as phased out as it gets.
It's pretty... I mean, that's when you... I don't know when... You know, if a guy went on there when you're 20, 25, 45, okay, well, that's not life expectancy. But it's life expectancy 100 years ago, so you did that.
Beat the odds.
Sure, you beat the odds. And, the thing that gets you, though, is, again, you keep forgetting about the victim. I mean, this girl, 17... I mean, she was a fox.
Yeah, she's already dead.
I know.
Yeah, so what's her point?
Yeah, that's well. Yeah, right. Come on. Well, we can maybe do the seance. Okay.
Yeah, bring her back.
Anything else?
Let her have a bottle.
What's next?
I got nothing except lightning.
Okay. Well, I got
Penny for your thoughts.
Penny for your thoughts. I talked with you about this. Yeah. I didn't realize this is our Jimmy's ironclad way.
Copperclad.
Copperclad way.
Let me wear the. Yeah, I'd give it for myself there.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. Good. The penny is now, the copper that's in a penny is worth more than a penny.
Right.
How much more, what do they say?
It's 40% more. It says it's 1.4. I thought it was more like 20. No, it's true.
1.04 or something.
No. I can tell you that the copper, it used to be when they were more copper than they are today, because there's a bunch of nickel in there now.
There's zinc and
nickel. Zinc, but I mean... But my point is that with old pennies, at any rate, the break point was $1.50, roughly $1.50, that the penny was worth a penny. Now it's $3.
And so my price of copper.
Yeah, but a penny is now worth 1.4 cents
right.
of copper. So if you melt it down, if you could take all your pennies and here's the way you make $1 million. This is so easy. This is so easy. You get...
Okay.
No, this is it. This is so easy, you cannot imagine. You get yourself $750,000 worth of pennies and melt them down, and you got $1 million.
Well, but then to make $1 million clean, you got to get 2-point-something million in pennies, then you melt it all down, then you sell it all back, then you repay your initial debt, and then you have $1 million clean.
Right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I said that. I didn't say that, but I meant that.
But you meant that.
I meant that.
I sensed that.
So let me tell you, and then you can go, and because we gave you this great hot tip,
right?
Don't forget to donate to the
Jimmy Don Show.
Because for my South Caribbean.
You can still be the first donator.
That's right. We do not have a donator yet.
That's right. That's right.
I got something to donate, but it's
No, that's right. That's
we do need a donator.
That's at the fertility clinic. I'm sorry.
We'll put you right on the homepage as being the first donator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donator.
Now the older pennies then.
That's not a donutter. That's a donator. Okay. No. So anyway, the point is that there's a God, you get.
Yes, we're dying. We're dying on the vine.
Okay. Listen, we need to edit this down to about 3 minutes.
Show. Yeah.
This is gonna be a short show.
Keep
the executioner cards.
Right.
Off the China wall.
Yeah. Blow off the rest. Okay. So anyway, this is the deal. I love this. But who doesn't have a penny collection? I mean, who doesn't? The problem, of course, is I'm guessing. I could be wrong here. But $2.4 million worth of pennies, I'm guessing, would weigh
80 million pounds. Or
I mean, this would be like that movie where they took the gold out of the bank in New York, and they had like 47 dump trucks full.
Right.
And
yeah,
you'd have
Die
to have
Hard
that.
With a Vengeance.
Yeah,
or
yeah, right, exactly. That was I like that. So anyway, so much for that. So anyway, there's a chance to make big money.
Yep.
I'm doing my share. I'm taking.
Okay. Well, what about the old quarters that are like 1965? It's in silver, so.
Oh, that's right. Good point. Silver now is over $12. Oh, I wonder.
Jeez,
really?
Silver's over $12, which means that a roll of a $10 roll of halves of 64 or before now goes for well over $100.
Cool.
Over 10 times face. I can tell you. Well, you remember. Mm-hmm. I remember going. This was in 1980. I collected this stuff before. And in 1976. Silver was like $3 or something like that. It went in 1980. It went to over $50 when the Hunt brothers bought up a lot of silver.
They tried to corner the market.
They tried to corner the market and they failed. And of course, when you fail big. And they lost $1 billion or something like that. The point is that we all went skiing, and I paid for that ski trip with the rolls of dimes.
Right.
Literally rolls of BU, what they call bright uncirculated dimes.
Mercury dimes or no? They were Lincoln.
They were Roosevelt dimes, but they were. But this was in 1980. Literally, I had rolls of dimes those are $5 rolls, and I paid for the ski trip in Vail, Colorado. I remember it, going down to the coin shop and everything and selling these rolls for like, I forget what it was, $50, $60, $70. Let's see, it must have been, they were selling for something like 30, it was a bunch times face. Whatever, $50 silver, they were selling for like 30 times face. Yes. I mean, these were $5 roll of dimes selling for well over $100. I mean, whatever, you know, $150 or something like that. And it didn't take many rolls for us to pay for the entire trip. Mm-hmm. So the trip, for tax purposes, the trip cost me $30. but it was, and that's when the tickets were somewhat less too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's good. So anyway, we got you. Next, like notes.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Well, hold on, one cat almighty. Had a couple things. Did you see FEMA wanted a measly $4.7 million back from
Katrina? What do you want to bet? A, they don't get it.
Right.
And B, it costs them more than $4.7 million to try and collect.
That's, there's no question about it.
That's
just such a joke. Done.
Okay. Done, right. What a joke.
Did you see that Jack Grode sent us in something about hurricane names?
Yes,
he got an email from somebody.
Yeah, no, it's Jackson Lee from Texas. What's her name? The Congress lady, whatever it is. She's calling the naming of hurricanes racist because there are no.
That's right, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Because there's no
Shaniqua.
She wants them named Shaniqua and all the
Waisha and Jamal.
I mean, I'm thinking, what a racehorse she is. Like, can you imagine? I mean, I just wonder about the Irish and Jewish and the Polish people. I mean, what about all the Russian immigrants in this country? I mean, we had Ivan. We had Hurricane Ivan.
Yeah. Right.
We've had that.
See, they represented me.
They got us. But I'm looking out of the brothers.
Besides, they're all white.
Well, that's true. But I mean, what about we haven't had a hurricane. Instead of Katrina, could have been, remember, it was the brothers Karamazov? It could have been Hurricane Karamazov.
Right.
Some of those really long Polish names.
Kasparov or Kasparov.
Kasparov. Yeah, that's right. That was. And, but then there's we have a lot of Chinese immigrants here. Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Lu.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I mean, it seems only. But I just thought to myself, she is in Congress. You're talking about some people that have obviously got, at $165,000 a year, still have way too much time on their hands.
Unbelievable.
I mean, here's.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Right, we want a real name.
It is hard to believe. You know, I'm shocked because I'm surprised.
Shocked.
Yeah, if the name had been something that's characteristically ethnic, then everybody would have been up in arms about how their hurricane
destroyed
New Orleans. You know,
Hurricane
Gandhi destroyed destroyed New Orleans. Man, all those Indians are getting
They're responsible because it was named in an Indian name.
And it was aiming for the Quickie Marts. So there were too many Quickie Marts in New Orleans. Hurricane Gandhi decided to wipe them off. The thing is, though, that's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about that. Somebody ought to write to Miss Jackson Lee and say, how would you like it if it had been Hurricane Shaniqua that had destroyed New Orleans?
Or
would that have been retribution?
Right.
I mean, that would have been, Mr. Chocolate City, Ray Nagin, whatever you know. I mean, the mind boggles at the levels of abstraction here.
But I think
that would be funny if it was actually Hurricane Nagin that destroyed
Ray.
That's right.
Ray,
Ray. Yeah, Ray
is obviously a black name.
Yeah, we're Ray Charles.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's no question about it.
Chocolate City. Well, it was covered with shit by the time it left.
So that's right. College bar students from posing for
this
Playboy.
This is amazing. Now let me tell you, I love this. This is San Antonio, Texas.
Waco, Texas.
It's in Waco. When I first read this article about Waco, it turns out that they wanted to in Waco. There are also apparently some statues to some famous things that happened in Waco. Not mentioned is the Koresh
Reno
extravaganza.
Party.
88 children singed.
Well put.
The
Koresh barbecue.
Well, what are they doing in Waco?
Well, anyway, the college at Baylor, which is Baptist College, they are apparently Playboy showed up down there and wants to do a centerfold spread on the girls from whatever conference
the
they're
kids
in.
Of Waco, or?
Well, something I don't know. Something the ones that actually grew up after the flaming. No, I don't know. They want to do. They're seeking models.
It's just a typical. It's a Big 12.
It's a Big 12, whatever it is. They have warned that any people who associate with Playboy would be subject to the university's disciplinary process.
Ooh, I'm spanking,
A spanking. Little dominatrix, little dominatrix action. Well, anyway, but Baylor, known for its conservative outlook, did not allow dancing on campus until 10 years ago. I mean, I was wondering, whenever they won a football game, if you went in and did the little, I guess you couldn't do the thing in the end zone.
Yeah, the end zone,
No hokey pokey, huh?
No, I mean, it's amazing. But they're threatened with punishment. And I just wonder what the punishment would be. I mean, if they associate with Playboy, I mean, this is like, let's say you, I don't know, go,
a strip club or something.
Yeah.
Well, they did.
Yeah, let's say you strip down naked and run across the campus while being filmed.
Right.
Danced across the campus while fornicating. I mean, would that count?
While fornicating, no, but while defecating, that's the one that.
It says the threat and punishment was met with a yawn by students on campus.
I want to see the girl who yawned.
Yeah, exactly. And the one woman who professed...
That'd make a good shot.
One woman who professed no desire to pose for Playboy said Baylor officials had more important things to worry about and wondered if male students would face similar punishment if they were seen reading an issue of Playboy featuring Baylor women.
Man.
Who knows? Sorry.
Yep.
That would be, again...
If you want to be in Playboy and you're worried about getting punished by the schools, don't go to Baylor.
Don't go to Baylor.
Okay. Throw much for that. That's gone. Next.
Baylor's just insured an ugly alumni.
Not only that. Yeah. Not only
it's
ugly.
It's going to look like Amherst for next. Oh, my God.
Not only that, they have assured themselves a spot on Saturday Night Live more than likely.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You can imagine this. Is.
Well, speaking of TV shows, did you see Mick Jagger joins a new ABC sitcom?
Well, the TV shows, of course, the big news is the seance with John Lennon.
Seance with John Lennon, yes.
Mick Jagger, think about it. I mean, here's a guy he's going to be on a sitcom or something. They've already run the pilot and everything. He's going to be, you know, he's been in the movies before. He actually was in a movie.
Free Jack.
Free Jack, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think he's okay in a dramatic role.
Oh, I,
I don't know about comedy, though. I mean, a sitcom just doesn't seem like Mick Jagger cool. You know what I mean? It's like, eh.
You know, the coolest thing with that, I'll tell you, the one thing that he did that was absolutely funny as hell was on Saturday Night Live with Mike Myers.
Right.
And Mike Myers was played Mick Jagger, and Mick Jagger played Keith Richards.
Right.
I saw that.
And that was like Mike Myers is up there doing his little best Mick Jagger impersonation and, you know, mixing down his bandana, the hair all poofed up, smoking his cigarette with his boot up on the desk, you know, and then Mike Myers is like going, and what are you thinking about that, Keith? And Mick goes, that's not even English, Keith. That's not even English. That's like some language twins teach each other.
That's right.
No, I would have paid money to see Keith's reaction in that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great skit.
Yeah, that
no
was great.
Question.
So he pulled that off perfectly.
Yeah.
And so maybe we'll look for him on TV here.
Yeah, that'd be great. So the big news, of course, is the TV. This talk about the ripoff. Talk about the funny thing. TV Seance claims to have reached John Lennon. They've already taped this. They haven't shown it yet. It's supposed to be on, I think, this coming week.
No, they haven't shown it.
It did air Monday on pay TV service.
Yeah, it says will be airing, I thought.
This is April 25th. This is 26th. That was yesterday.
You are exactly correct. So it must have aired last day. $9.95. Anyway, $9.95. They're going to pay for view. And, of course, what's so funny about this is that they did a seance or TV on demand. They did a seance to try and reach Princess Diana.
That failed,
but they got $8
million.
I mean, can you imagine? There were a million people that signed up for the pay-per-view. And they got it. I mean, that's unbelievable. So anyway, so obviously, you know, the people that watch Ghost Whisperer and Medium, which I've never watched, but I guess those are those kind of things, eh? You know? But I love this. Don't they use this electronic voice phenomenon,
right,
capitalized EVP, that the psychic on the show claims is the disembodied voice of Lennon speaking at a seance in one of his favorite New York restaurants, La Fortuna. I mean, think about it. You get to have a great meal.
Right, right.
I mean, you go in there, you're a celebrity, you're on thing, you make $8 million.
Right.
I mean, and you have this electronic gizmo
that's a good scam as I've heard in a while.
I mean, that's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, I want to hear the EVP.
Well, the thing is, the producers then call in an EVP specialist, Sandra Bellinger, to examine the voice, and she proclaims
it's Lennon.
It's real for $1 million. She's claimed that up. That's one of the costs of things.
Yeah, exactly.
You got paid $1 million.
And she says, quote, that's very consistent with a Class A EVP. Now, that's the beauty of it, because, you see, it regards the level and the clarity of the voice, and it sounds like John Lennon would have talked. I mean, she's
how he would sound now.
You're right. And then the producer, of course, who never got any money out of this, the producer who heads Starcast Publication and who calls himself a skeptic, said hearing the voice made him a believer.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw the producer and the medium appear on a TV show, and the medium.
Was it the medium from the wherever, from Jamaica, man?
Hey, man. No, it wasn't. It was some white British guy or American guy, and he claimed he was going to do it. He was sure. He was confident, and I was confident, too. He was going to make contact.
I would, you know, I'd
wouldn't want to do a show like that and not make contact, right?
No, that's right. Well, yeah, exactly. The one that made $8 million failed to find Diana.
Mm-hmm.
That one, they
did. But it did find
$8
million.
It did find $8 million. So, yeah, I mean,
so it was a complete success.
It certainly wasn't a complete failure there.
Oh,
now,
my God.
I think of the things that are making money today and the Jimmy Doan, we don't have our first donator here.
No.
I tell you, it's mind-boggling when you say, I was talking about things that make money. I get one of these, one thing I get is the, from Kim Komando, who's got like three or four, she's a fox. She's got 3 or 4 or 5 million listeners every weekend on her 3 hours.
Does she make any money?
So she sends out an email called the Cool Site of the Day, and today she sends out one on a site that it's a blog. Well, this guy goes from 10 hits a day to 3 million overnight. I mean, here's a guy.
Why don't we get on Kim Komando?
Well, we're going to have to do something. I don't know. Call her
with a question.
Think about it. Wait a minute. She has 3 million. Do you think she gets an email? Look, here's, if you've ever seen her, she'd be rich just by looking at her. I mean, she, you know, forget the fact that she's on 3 hours.
She hotter than Ann Coulter?
About the same.
Yeah, it's a toss-up. I mean, okay. Of course, Ann Coulter's a little on the wispy side.
Yeah, so the others are a little beefier?
A little of a tad, but she's okay. Actually, there's some similarities.
But if you had them both out on a date, you'd have fun.
But see, you've never seen them together, so you never know.
Photoshop them right away. We can put them together tomorrow, in about the next 10 minutes.
I think he's talking about together.
Oh, you mean... yes. One to talk to and one not to talk to.
And one to talk to the other one when I'm getting a sandwich.
That's right. Are we done?
We're done with the John Lennon thing. Yeah. I mean, shoot.
We're closing in here.
Yeah, closing in. I mean, we got a couple things.
Well, let's save it for the next show. The next show is going to be a big deal. Something that we are going to talk about without fail, and that is Congress is reading. This is the biggest threat to our security and freedom in the United States that's coming down the pike is Congress readies new broad digital copyright bill. And this will
come. I'm going to take a look at it.
Yeah, you're going to, because this has to do with IP, intellectual property rights, and the whole nine yards. And I can tell you that if any part of this comes through, we are in deep, deep doo-doo. Doo-doo. And Jimmy's going to talk about this on our next show, which will be, we have a shorter time span between this and the next one than we did previously. What's today? Today is Wednesday. We'll do it for sure by Sunday at the very latest. So, okay, keep it up.
Well, I'm waiting. I have two things that I wanted to say, but I've lost my...
You know what I got to do? What I need to do is to get a soundbite out of Groundhog Day. Bill Murray, there are several really good ones, but one of them is where the old guy dies and the nurse says to Bill Murray, sometimes it's just time.
Uh-huh.
And that can has a lot of meanings on a lot of things. Sometimes it's just time.
I love the Gene Hackman quote from the beginning.
Oh, that is, of course, Superman 1. And right. This is
still timeless. Well, he can deliver a simple line.
I tell you, Gene Hackman is... I go watch any movie that he's in. Yeah, any movie.
Yeah, I agree.
He's been in like 100 movies.
No, any movie. I mean, he's got some great ones. I mean, one with Matt, what's his name, when he was a CIA spy, and he's got that one where they're on the train, he's trying to save the girl. You know, they're chasing him on the...
Target was one of my favorites.
Target, yeah. I think that's, yeah. Yes, that was in it. That was in it.
All right, what else you got over there?
How about this one? I did two quick real quick things. Lost a star, Rodriguez, jailed for drunk driving.
Yeah.
You see that chick, the hot chick from Lost?
Yeah, they
found
her.
She ain't
that hot. She didn't look that hot all pissed off in this photo right here because she decided that she's going to take the jail time rather than do 240 hours of community
service.
That's
5 days. You know what's going to happen?
What I'm saying. I mean,
she's lesbo. You know,
she can
only
get fluked a couple times in 5 days. She's
great. Right. But I just thought that's funny because her character, she portrays a police officer.
Yeah. You think there's some level of irony there? I don't know.
I don't know. Last thing I got. There is going to be, according to somebody, a new Star Trek.
What?
Oh. Yep.
Space. The final frontier.
Yeah. They've age-regressed Leonard Nimoy, William Shatner, and everything. I don't know what they're going to do, but
these are the voyages of
what they have done here is from Los Angeles. More than 3 years after the last Star Trek movie crashed at the box office, the venerable sci-fi franchise is being revived by the director of the upcoming Mission Impossible sequel, Daily Variety reported in this Friday edition.
Of course, they're coming out with MI3, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, talk about that.
First two sucked.
I thought the first one wasn't too bad. I mean, as usual.
Relative to the TV show, the TV show kicked their butts.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I
every
guess.
Time, man. The TV show, every time. That was a great thing
about
it.
They never air those regularly anymore.
No, they'll come back.
Yeah, they will.
Because they were good. I mean, you did not know how they were going to pull that thing off until the last 5 minutes of that show.
Right. Yeah.
And then you saw the whole thing unfold. And this one, it's like, you didn't know how he was going to pull it off, except that you realize then he's invulnerable, and he can fly, and he can travel faster than the speed of light and teleport and read people's minds.
And he's bulletproof.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's right. I mean, anytime you're going 100 miles an hour through a tunnel on a train and you jump from a helicopter to a train.
And you explode from a helicopter to a train
and
survive.
And then survive without a bruise, right. Without a mark.
You're not even get
not a scratch.
Attention distracted.
No, that's right. No, it's fine. God. God. You know, give me a break.
So this is the
the whole point of Mission Impossible. I'm sorry. I just the whole point of Mission Impossible is that it was supposed to be impossible, but then at the end you think, oh, well, that was possible. But no. And the top
this is happening.
It's still impossible.
It's still impossible, right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, well named.
Yeah.
The movie's better named than the
apparently.
The as-yet-entitled Star Trek feature, the 11th since 1979.
Now, these guys, let me tell you something. I can tell you right now, this is doomed. Doomed from the start. Doomed.
Doomed, Mike. I say.
Doomed. I when you think about what they tried to do, the little regression with the guy from...
Scott Bakula.
Yeah, he was from the Leap.
Bakula or Bakula,
Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Quantum Leap. He did all those, which actually...
He was a hideous Enterprise captain.
Hideous. Yeah. The translator girl was okay.
Yeah.
I liked her.
Yeah.
She was a fox.
He was the wimpiest captain. He wouldn't have made first lieutenant.
No. He wouldn't have
been red shirt, man.
Yeah, he'd have been red shirted out.
Yeah, no. They would have. He would have been space dust in the right. vaporizer thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's one of them that didn't come back from the planet. Didn't seem to materialize.
The opening credits.
Yeah, that's right.
They'd have beamed him into space intentionally.
Yeah, that's right. He'd have become space particles. He'd have become submolecular in the first episode. There's no question about it. But it lasted 3 years. You know, the original one was 3 years, and NBC had the temerity to cancel it. They're in their infinite wisdom. But that one was 3 years also. Of course, back in those days, what, 3 years? I mean, episodes in the 60s were 20 or 25 or something like that a year. Now a year is 13, I think. Yeah. So, I mean, can you imagine 13 weeks takes 39 weeks? So you always have two repeats for every new one.
This is the worst pain ever.
So anyway,
I always cringe when I just think of him hitting his balls on the mogul.
This is the worst pain ever.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. Apparently, they're supposed to bring him back to the early days of where James T. Kirk and Mr. Spock have their first meeting at the Starfleet Academy.
They're going to be lovers.
You watch that?
Who cares?
The last Nemesis bombed at the box office, earning just $43 million.
So they're going to do an actual earlier version, like with Kirk
I guess
and
they're
going to
No.
This is not a South Park where they're going to resurrect Chef out of his cut voices.
No, they're not going to cast two young guys.
Yes,
young
that's
Kirk
exactly
that's what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. That's doomed.
Doomed.
No, I mean,
doomed.
I would like to go to MegaCon and listen to some of the.
Why don't they just come up with a new captain and a new ship?
Right.
Well, of course they've tried that. Of course, the last one bombed on TV, and then they come up with Deep Space Suck Me Off, whatever it was.
Deep Throat Nine,
which is just the worst. I mean, some guy that lives in a bucket, Rene Auberjonois, who is actually pretty good he's pretty good with the interesting. He's with
lives
Shatner.
The Odo, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Odo was a good character, and he was a good actor. That guy.
Yeah, no, he is, but you know he. He's one of the,
lives in a bucket.
He did live in a bucket. he congealed in a bucket
right,
at night.
Right.
That was his actual actor trailer, I think.
Yeah, right. Well, that made it cheap. You know, that was no question about it. They got that bucket at Walmart. No, the thing is, they had to put some Pam in it first so he didn't stick.
Or meld to the bucket molecularly, you know.
That's right.
And comes back and there's a handle for me.
But, you know, Rene Auberjonois, besides being in MASH, I think it was in the original MASH, I'm not sure, but he also... is now with Shatner in Boston Legal.
Wow.
So what goes around comes around. You know, they age gracefully all together.
Amazing.
Amazing. Boston Legal is one of my favorites, too. Let's get out of here.
All right. Let's do it like this. There you go.
Yeah. Well, we have the power. This is great. All right. Well, have some fun mixing this one.
Yeah.
No problem.
I'm glad I'm not in your shoes. And we'll look for the hangar dogs. They should be up. Hopefully theirs will be up before. Or not hopefully, but I'm guessing theirs will be up before ours. So when you're listening to this one, don't forget.
Gene is in South Dakota, don't you know?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so he's mixing on the laptop right now, so I'm not sure it will be up before he gets back. But
why can't he mix it on the laptop? What's wrong with
that? No, he is. I'm just saying, that, you know.
Jimmy went into silence.
Don't forget the polish emoji.
All right, we'll see you next time anyway. This is great. And don't forget to send us email at jimmy@jimmydone.com. We appreciate it. And I'll try and do a better job of... I've replied to a couple of them. They got some really nice emails.
Yeah, we did.
Got some great suggestions, which we didn't use.
We mentioned one on the show.
Yeah, no. No, we stole them. See, that's the beauty. When we get a suggestion like
right,
that,
right,
we feed it right out.
Right.
We absorb it. That's right. It's like... It's like that stuff that goes through your skin, you know?
Can we talk about something that you wrote about? Thank you.
Yeah.
Because that's where we got it from.
Yeah, we do this. We rip off, and we only take from the best.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. We don't rip off those rotten suggestions. We didn't use yours. There's a reason.
Oh.